Moose app.
92 Moose, Central Maine's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Matt and Lizzie, 6:07. And I want to start this off by telling you something that people might be like, no, no way, no way. It's 42 in Augusta right now.
It's freezing.
It's 42 in Augusta. I ran my bedroom air conditioner last night on full tilt from about 1 a.m. until I left for work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still have it in and I'm still running it.
Okay. But I got a few questions on this, buddy.
Sure.
What do you wear to bed?
Just my boxer shorts.
No top?
Nope.
Okay. When you're in your blankets, you said you have fleece sheets and fleece.
Not fleece. What's the other warm thing? Flannel. They're flannel.
They're flannel.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a comforter on top?
Oh, yes, of course.
And when you sleep, do you cover your skin?
I cocoon.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah, I wrap it up tight.
Okay.
However, I will also share a second part of this. I think...
I love cocooning.
Last night was Tuesday night. So I think Monday night would have been the final night that I ran the air because I'm like, oh, it's just a little warm. And our bedroom's on the top floor of the house. So I think it would have been last night as the final night. But last night... at about 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe 12:45.
Yeah.
My wife nudges me awake.
Okay.
And I'm like, are we doing this? And
right.
She's like, what? No. She goes, Summit is sitting, our 2-year-old Golden was sitting beside the bed, staring at my wife, not making a sound, not moving, just sitting there like a gargoyle staring at her.
Creepy.
Yeah. Well, sort of. Yeah, I guess. You know,
I have to go out, mama.
Sky was asleep in her crate. So Carrie goes, Summit's just sitting here staring at me. Does he need to go out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, Summit.
Are
no.
you the night nurse?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. After so years of her getting up 85 times a night to take care of our kids,
kids,
I am for the lifelong night nurse of the dogs. Now.
Right. Exactly. Got it.
So, which I don't mind.
No.
So, you know, she nudges me. Does Summit need to go out? I said, no, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. Yeah, like, no, fine. I'm not getting up.
No way.
So about 20 minutes later, I wake up again on my own.
And he's on your side?
No, I woke up on my own because I'm very sensitive to smells.
Okay.
And I woke up because it smelled like doggy diarrhea in my room.
Yeah.
Because there was doggy diarrhea in my room.
On the floor or on your bed?
No.
Thank goodness.
No, only on our carpet.
Well, he would have just done that out of spite, though, because he's a smart dog.
Yeah, no, he did. He crapped
on the
carpet.
He is a golden retriever, after all.
He is a GR.
And he did tell you.
He did, but he doesn't.
He gargoyled you.
I need him to, like, give me a bark, give me a little cry. Like,
he was tired, too. He didn't feel like it. So he's like, I'll just sit here and stare until they can feel my eyes burning into their souls.
Yeah, that's what he did, and I didn't take the hint. So he crapped.
That is so funny,
So
you
he
guys.
Crapped. It wasn't at the time.
No, of course not.
He crapped on the carpet. I woke up to the smell. I let him out. I cleaned up the crap.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I washed my hands, brought the dog back in. I'm like, all right, no more crapping on the carpet. But the rancid, reek in the room.
Yes. It stays.
Was so bad.
Right.
I'm like, I need to run the air conditioner just to try to
Well, then that makes sense.
So I did run the air.
My dog
was very cold.
Spite pooped yesterday as well.
I don't know that Summit spite pooped.
I know it was what Moondog did. I didn't bring him to work yesterday because we had a lot of stuff, a lot of people coming in.
He was upset with you.
And he was upset with me, and I got home, took him out. He doo-dooed and wee-weed. That's what I call it. Went back inside so I could make my lunch, and he went straight into the living room and did a giant diarrhea crap
over
the rug. He has never pooped on the rug, not once.
But
it's because he was in his kennel yesterday morning while I was at work and not with Mama because he's my assistant.
I agree with you. That's definitely a spite.
It was a spite poop. Yeah.
For sure.
So he's here now, obviously.
Yeah,
spite pooping today. There's no reason for it. But weren't you freezing, though, still?
Not really, because I was cocooned in the flannel.
About Carrie? Is she cuckoo?
No, she dresses like it's the Arctic it's the Arctic, yeah.
Okay.
So I think today I'll take the AC out, put the screen in, and just start cracking the
window. We still have our AC in, too. We just haven't taken
you're not
it
running
out.
It,
Bentley's
but you're not
is out.
Running it.
It's not being ran.
Right.
Oh,
oops, I dropped my cup.
Go get it, Bentley. I mean, go get it, Moon.
Oh, my God. See, you're calling your dog
your
kid's
name. How many times do all of us do that?
Oh,
I've
so
called
often.
You, Bentley. I've called you, Moon. I've called you, Janelle. You've called me, Carrie.
Do you know what I get primarily from my wife? She'll frig up and call me Mom because she talks to her mother 86 times a day on the phone.
I've done that to my wife, too. It's weird.
She's like, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, excuse me? I said, we've talked about this. If you're going to call me by a parent's name, it's Daddy. Not a Timo's Espresso. It is Sabrina Carpenter. It is Matt and Lizzie. 10 away from 7 o'clock and about 30 minutes away from your chance to score tickets to the UVM Haunted House at the Marketplace in Augusta. Moose Morning Show Mindbender coming up at 7:20 this morning. It's time now for Lizzie's Daily.
Aww. And this is a really cute one. It's about puppies, and I love puppies so much. And actually, come to think of it, I'm looking at this picture of this dog, and I'm wondering if it is the same as you, Mooney. Okay, this one goes out to Mooney. What's Mooney again? Oh, an Australian Shepherd. I forgot. An 84-year-old man had fallen, injured his leg. He was unable to move 4 hours. This happened in Washington State, and it's an incredible story. If you're a dog owner, you know how much you love your dogs. I have a quick, funny story after I tell you this about something similar with my dog. So recently, it was about the end of September when this happened. The man owned a dog. It looks like an Australian Shepherd named Gita, and Gita is very loyal. She sprang into action immediately. So the man fell down, 84, like I said, couldn't move. Gita ran down to a nearby road and stood in the middle of the pavement blocking traffic until somebody stopped.
That's very sweet.
To get out of the car and say, what's wrong, little baby? And the dog led the person to her owner so that they could get help.
That's amazing.
And the person that stopped, a deputy who was patrolling the area. How perfect is that?
Did you say what the breed was? What kind of dog?
No, it doesn't say.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But the dog definitely looks like maybe an Australian mix.
Okay.
The guy was patrolling. He saw Gita sitting there, and Gita was trying to coax him, like, to pull in his jacket. Come with me. Come with me. He finally found the owner and got him help. He was lying on the ground. He was calling for help. He had been there for hours in desperate need of his medication. And you know, thanks to Gita's quick thinking, the dog saved his life.
Wow.
Deputy Wright praised Gita for her loyalty and bravery, and that's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Now let's move on to me and my stupid, dumb dog. We were in the kitchen, and I just watched a show or something where they were training special dogs to help owners that get sick. And I was like, I wonder what would happen if I fell on the floor randomly and couldn't move. Have you done this with your dog? I bet you have. You can turn off the Jim Brickman for this, because this doesn't need to be playing. So I'm in my kitchen and I fall down randomly, just out of the blue, right in front of my dog, and I don't move. I lay on my belly. I was wearing a sweatshirt, and my sweatshirt had really long neck the strings. What are they called? Yeah.
They're just strings, right? Aglets on the end.
With my aglets. That's right. I'm laying on my belly, and I'm like, okay, the dog comes over to me, and he starts sniffing me. He starts, like, licking me a little, and I'm in my mind like, yeah, Moon, you do everything you can to get me up, to revive me. You know, I'm thinking he's going to start jumping on me stuff. He sneaks under my neck, grabs my aglet and my string, and then lays down next to me and just starts playing with it.
Yeah, I could be dead.
I could be dead. Yeah. And he's like, ooh, this is a fun toy. I'm going to bite it. And so I got up and I was really like, okay, well, we need to work on this.
He would try to wake you up when he thought it was dinner time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Fed me yet?
Have you ever done that to your dog to see how they respond? You know you have. And that's your daily
dance.
Oh my God.
Early 2000s.
If you follow,
that was so crunk.
If you follow either of us on Snapchat, I'm pretty sure that's on both our stories.
Oh my God, 100.
On Snapchat there, you can see us 100%. Dancing in the studio.
Yes, you can.
Matt James on air 1, my Snapchat.
L_Sny.
SNY.
Yes. SNY.
So you can follow us on Snapchat.
Absolutely.
If you like. Man, I am a little bit winded from that. I think my increased dose of metoprolol coupled with the dancing, I am absolutely a little exacerbated.
Okay, we'll get you some water.
Ooh, baby. This morning we're asking you about TV shows that were so good.
So good. They don't need a rebuttal, a rebooter.
They don't need to be rebooted.
No,
just leave them alone. The Office is getting an Australian reboot, which
Australian.
Whatever. If Nicole Kidman needs her version of The Office.
Nicole Kidman.
Then that's fine.
Razor blade.
We did have a call earlier for The Sopranos. Yep. Chris said The Sopranos was so good, leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't reboot it.
Totally do.
I said Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I think another series that I absolutely fell in love with. I own the entire thing on DVD. And I don't own DVDs, but I own the entire collection of House on DVD.
Yeah, Janelle really loved House too.
Oh my God, Hugh Laurie and just the cast. It was like, don't ever try to come back.
Yeah, don't mess with that. You don't need to redo anything. You really don't.
If you remember at the end of House, Hugh Laurie, Dr. House and Dr. Wilson,
they got married.
House faked his own death.
Oh, cool.
Right?
Cool.
Yeah. And then because Wilson had cancer.
Oh, got it.
So he faked his own death and they just took off across the country on motorcycles.
Oh my God, that's such a him thing to do.
That was the end.
You know what I mean?
So like.
Love that.
Just leave it. Let us imagine. Leave it.
Just like Full House, man. I don't know. They ruined it for me. I still love Full House. I have the whole box set and it is shaped as the Full House house.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of back and forth on that one, though, because there's a lot of people, like Renee Nelson, for example, loved Fuller House.
Yes.
Right? And some people hated Fuller House. So that is one of those ones
Seeing Becky and Joey and all. I loved seeing my family. I loved seeing them older, but I just wish there was a different shade to it. It was too Disney for me.
Some shows that you shouldn't reboot, I would argue that they could handle a prequel. Like Young Sheldon, for example.
Yeah, sure.
I like Young Sheldon.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Totes. The prequel of The Big Bang Theory.
Is Modern Family still running, guys? Because if it isn't, heck yeah, that would be a really cool prequel. But like, not a reboot either.
Someone will have to call 626-9200. I'm not sure about Modern Family.
We do have some comments. There are a couple. Glenn Foss says on our Facebook page, Archie Bunker.
Oh, All in the Family? You couldn't reboot that anyway because the jokes they made on that show would get you canceled immediately.
Yeah, absolutely.
Despite how funny they
absolutely.
Were.
Absolutely. Megan Scheisler, Family Matters.
Oh, you know what? I have to tell you this. Carrie and I love the Game Show Network because we're old now.
Right.
And we were watching GSN the other night, hoping Family Feud was on. It wasn't. There's some other, I don't know, crappy game show on.
Right.
It's hosted by what's his name? Steve Urkel, whatever his real name is.
Family Matters.
Yes, it's hosted by Steve Urkel.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
He didn't age well.
No. Yeah.
Well, if he was
wearing his suspenders and his glasses, we'd probably be like, aw. You know?
It's amazing how many of these old sitcom stars are on Game Show Network. Alfonso Ribeiro.
And the Hallmark.
Carlton, Hallmark. Yeah.
Hallmark, Game Show. You know, some of them did age well, some of them didn't. Jodie Sweetin's amazing, though. I know, she's your woman crush every day.
How rude.
Your break screen.
Central Maine's number one hit music station, Dasha, that is Austin. That's a country song now, by the way. It's Matt and Lizzie in the morning, 7:32 now, and we've got a Moose Morning Show Mindbender underway.
More winners, more fun.
Moose Morning Show Mindbenders powered by Statewide Towing in Chelsea, where failure
is not an option.
I love how we just have started doing that. I love that.
I love when we finish each other's
sentences.
Wow.
It's like we're mind.
Benders.
Readers.
Oh, crap.
You blew the whole bit.
I ruined it. But those jingle singers are on fire today, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. They're ablaze.
Shauna and Timothy.
I think they're all women, but anyway.
There's a soprano, and it's a soprano. It's a male soprano.
I guess it is. On average, we do this 4 times a day. I did give a little clue earlier, if you were paying attention. Good morning. What do you think it is?
Hi, is it making a phone call?
No, it's not making a phone call. That's a very good guess. Please don't ever call me, just text.
Yes, thank you.
Only time I ever want phone calls is during a Moose Morning Show Mindbender.
Amen. I get anxiety when my phone rings.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Totally.
Potential spam? I think not. Naughty 2 Moose, what's your guess?
Start your car.
It is starting your car. On average, we start the car about 4 times a day. Yeah. Yep, that's absolutely right. Who's this?
Josh,
you got tickets to the UVM Haunted House at the Marketplace in Augusta.
Awesome.
92 Moose, Central Maine's number one hit music station. It's Matt and Lizzie saying good morning to you.
Good morning. I have a quick question.
Sure, go ahead.
Half up, half down, all up, or all down?
I'm a sucker for the half up, half down hair look.
Okay.
I really am. I don't know why.
I just did it.
I just am.
All right, thank you, and that's it.
So let's remind everyone that coming up at 8 o'clock, it's your first cash code of the day.
Your P2Es will be ready. I have them here under lock and key in my chastity belt.
Lizzie's mic is off for the rest of the show. I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, we're doing totally your P2E at 8, cash code.
Yes, cash code at 8 o'clock, yes. 30 grand in your hand.
That's right.
And I think, what are we supposed to do now, Ed? Tweets of the day.
Tweets of the day. Okay. Yep.
Time for the
Kind of like tweets time, of the job.
I am really flustered right now.
It's
time for the
twitties.
Don't say twitties on the radio. Do not say twitties.
Twitties.
Don't. Okay, no more though after that.
Look at your little twitties.
Okay, not after that one though. Naughty Tumas tweets of the day, powered by Burano's Wood Fired Pizza, home of the first bite guarantee. Burano'sPizza.com. This is from at Sedania.
Okay.
The reason I stay up late is because I don't want my free time to end and tomorrow to start.
Oh my gosh, yes, amen. That's what I was thinking last night when I was watching the new binge show that I have called Yellow Jackets on Netflix.
I've heard of that. Yeah. I feel like this is a tweet directed at me after my bout in the hospital last week. This is from Anhedonia.
Okay.
I feel like I'm living past my body's expiration date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're okay, honey.
Keep using
okay.
that milk.
It's all right.
This is from at Heinz, okay. Not the ketchup, different one. I wish coworkers would fight in the bathroom like in middle school.
Oh my God, we totally did fight in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is from at Cryzazy. I'm not sure if I'm in a bad mood or I just need to eat something that I can dip in gravy.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. This is from at Molly Goodfellow. When the working day is done, oh, girls just want to have nonverbal time on their phone in bed.
Amen. Sister.
We'll give you a couple more. This is from at Topaz Kel. If you start making a voodoo doll at Michael's, you get to meet the manager.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
And this is your bonus tweet. I love tweets like this. I think this is hilarious.
Okay.
This is from at Delosavit. Hey, babe, are you my 47th open browser tab? Because you are not responding.
I loved those today,
thank
son.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the Naughty Tumas tweets of the day. You can follow us on X at Naughty Tumas. Central Maine's number one hit music station. 9 after 8 o'clock. It's Matt and Lizzie. Going to be mostly sunny. Highs to 58 today. And this morning, we're asking you, what is a TV show that was so good it should never be rebooted? 626-9200. Got some calls to get to. We'll get to Chris coming up after the break. First, though, I wanted to check in on your birthday planning because you are planning a birthday party for your son, Bentley. And I know it's been quite an undertaking. You've been laughing and crying.
It has been crying because I can't believe my bebé is 8 years old, is going to be 8 years old. His official birthday is on Monday. But we're having his birthday party this weekend and we're very excited. We're having it at the house. We did last year as well. But this year, there's a buttload of people coming. I got about 22 to 25 RSVPs.
Which I can think that most of us would say that's 22 to 25 too many people.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we've got a really big backyard. We rented a huge bounce house. We've got activities because my wife is a child. And I say that in the best way possible.
She's incredible.
There is this light inside of Janelle that just radiates and she is so fun and kids just love her. So she's planning all of the cool activities.
You remember in the Santa Claus when Tim Allen became Santa Claus and he was just walking down the road in his regular clothes and kids would just come up to him like, hi.
That's Janelle. They flock to Janelle. Janelle's because she has this childlike spirit. So anyway, yesterday I was walking the dog. The dog was mad at me yesterday because I had to leave him home because we had a lot of people coming him here at work. He's not trained enough yet to be around a ton of people and do meetings and such.
Yeah.
So I went and I took him on a really long walk. And at that time, every single one of my neighbors and their dogs were outside as well. And so I took that time to not only say hello to the other dogs with Moon. There's one dog. It's a tiny little white dog and we call the screamer because every time she barks, she's like, wah! One of those weird barks.
That's not what you called her earlier when the microphones were off.
No, I didn't, but she's adorable. Hi, David. David was outside, Rose was outside, Lisa was outside. I didn't get to see Mo, but I filled them in on the fact that there's going to be probably a lot of cars on our road that day and a loud music and a lot of kids. And
so you just alerted them to the traffic. You didn't like invite your neighbors.
Well, I did. I was like, come over for a burger. If you want, you can stop by. And then I realized we're not even having burgers. We're having finger sandwiches.
So you invited your neighbors over for a dish that you're not even serving.
No, I'm not. No, we're not. No. I think they already know me, though. I mean, your neighbors kind of know who you are, especially if you're not a quiet neighbor and we're not.
It's literally a BYOB event.
It is. Yeah. It totally is. And I told Rose, because Rose is so special to us, that she should come over because she loves that we moved in to bring the children back kind of to the neighborhood. And she hears all the kids and watches them running and the dogs. And so it's a lovely thing. We have a pretty sleepy older neighborhood and most of them have been pretty welcoming.
How's Rose? Is she kind of a kind of a cutie.
Actually,
kind
of she's gorgeous. Her and Mo dated once. Yeah, one of the other neighbors.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I know. So I'm getting all the juicy gossip. No, she's absolutely gorgeous.
I just hope Rose doesn't show up to the birthday party with a blue necklace and say, I want you to draw me wearing this. Wearing only the Trumaine's number one hit music station. Good morning. It is Matt and Lizzie, 848. Of course, still thinking about our friends and family that we have in Florida, of course, as Milton approaches, expected to make landfall. Now, the storm has shifted south. So instead of being that direct hit on Tampa, it's a little bit further south. Looks like a direct hit on Sarasota and Sarasota County.
Right.
Tampa obviously still is going to be ravaged from this. But it's likely to hit as a Cat 4. Originally, they were hoping for a Category 3.
I saw a 3D of a Cat 3, and your house gets ripped apart for that. So yeah. Cat 4 is when your house goes up in the air, pretty much. This is from the foundation to toe to tail. It's just going to, oh my God, I'm so nervous for all these people.
It's currently a Category 5, and people are wondering, how did it grow so fast? It turned into a Category 5.
It's a storm surge, isn't it?
Rapidly. Well, the storm surge is an effect of the hurricane.
Right.
Rapid intensification, I'm reading this, by the way, I'm not this smart, but rapid intensification can happen for a number of reasons. It says warm sea surface temperatures, that we knew, low wind shear, moisture, bursts of thunderstorms can also contribute to the rapid intensification of a hurricane.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff here.
It is.
And of course, a very interesting path. Normally when we see hurricanes striking Florida, it's coming up from the south, right? It's coming up from the Caribbean to the tip of Florida, then banking right up, you know, Georgia, South, North Carolina, Virginia.
And going on its merry way up the side. Now it's going right into Tampa.
It's coming, it's coming across the Gulf of Mexico.
Weird.
So there's people I've been following on TikTok. I've added Tampa to my, you know, when you open your weather app on your phone, you can have different towns set.
Right.
I've set Tampa as one of my weather locations on my weather app. It's currently raining in 74.
Too. Okay.
And they're under a hurricane warning, obviously, right now. That storm expected to hit sometime later this evening, tonight, on the west coast of Florida. So we'll continue to follow that. All of the updates we'll have at the 92 Moose app and at 92moose.fm. I know that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Maine lineman crews that were working north, South Carolina, Virginia, that are now headed down. I know one Maine company is going to be staging in Jacksonville. They're on their way down right now to Jacksonville, Florida, and it's going to be a disaster. It's going to be a mess. So we'll continue to follow along with that. All the details and updates, 92moose.fm and at the 92moose.